Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Community Corner for Tuesday here on KQWC Radio, being joined with Brad Wilkening from Ankeny. He's presenting a special program about Lessons of the Holocaust that's coming up this Saturday, July 18th at the Marbury Center Church. And Brad, it's a pleasure talking with you today.
Yes, it's nice that be able to get this out on the air. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, Brad, let's talk a bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm a retired school teacher and coach. And I did coach and teach in Eagle Grove and some like St. Mary's, a couple schools somewhere up in that area. I finished my coaching down here at Ankeny. And I became interested in the Holocaust in 2010 when I took a class at the Illinois Holocaust Museum. And the next summer, they sent me to Columbia University to study. And the year after that, they sent me to Newark, New Jersey to study with the Jewish Foundation for the Righteous. So that's how I kind of came involved in an interest of the Holocaust. I had originally been a social studies teacher.
What made you interested in this lesson about the Holocaust?
Well, I was a history teacher. I needed to renew my teaching certificate in 2010, and a flyer came across my desk from the Illinois Holocaust Museum. And when I went out there to study, I went there with the intent of just getting some information I could share with my students, but instead they kind of hooked me, and I created a semester-long class on the Holocaust and genocide for my upper-class students. And then when I moved down to Ankeny and was not full-time teaching, I decided that I needed to continue with educating people about the Holocaust.
Have you done programs like this before?
I've been doing these programs for about 10, 11 years now. And I do programs for libraries, schools, churches, civic organizations, historic societies, anybody that's interested, I'm willing to come and present to.
I know last year or two ago they did the production of the Diary of Anne Frank in Webster City at the Community Theater, and that was widely attended for the two weekends, I believe, back in 2024, if memory serves me correct, for their production, because that was pop. It was a big movie that came out back about 67 years ago, and of course it was on stage, and it's done in community theaters everywhere. The Life and Times of Anne Frank around World War II.
Yeah, there's no doubt that for the longest period of time between the 40s and basically about the 80s, the Diary of Anne Frank was probably the largest amount of knowledge that we had on the Holocaust. Survivors weren't speaking at that time yet, and so it's been a valuable asset to Holocaust education.
Sure is. Again, talking with Brad Wilkening from Ankeny, who will be coming to Webster City for a program this Saturday at 1 p.m. that will be held at Marbury Center Church. Brad, what will you be sharing with the audience? We'll bring some materials for people to come see during the program next weekend.
Yeah. The program's entitled Lessons of the Holocaust because it's not a history of the Holocaust per se. I want people to leave the library believing that we can still create a kinder, more compassionate world, and it's up to us to do so. So I will be taking a look at that. We will be looking at the history and the rise of the Holocaust, the rise of the Nazis, the ghettos, the camps. I have personally met numerous survivors in my studies, and I will share five or six of their stories. And then I also have a short 15, 20-minute video that brings a rescuer together with the person that a survivor with the person that rescued him together for the first time since World War II.
And it's all free of charge, this program coming up on Saturday, part of the Iowa History Program that's been held for a number of years there at Mulberry Center Church. So if you want to hear Brad Wilkening talk about Lessons of the Holocaust this coming Saturday, it's a very important program that's coming up at 1 p.m. at the Wilson Brewer Park in Webster City. So hopefully we get some people over there, Brad.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate the coverage. Thank you very much.
Brad Wilkening, my guest on the Community Corner from KQWC.